These are the headline news of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline news items from January 8, 1918. I'm Larry Drayfall. Factories were back in operation and cars were able to run again as the city and surroundings were able to overcome the recent blizzard with unusual efforts. City and interurban rail was back on schedule, or nearly so, after suspending service at the height of the storm. Few absences were reported at factories, and schools report normal attendance. Auto traffic is still disrupted and will be for about a week, according to city officials. Bobsleds and cutters are still able to navigate back streets, but even the going there is slow. Meat and grocery markets have found deliveries near normal, and customers are carrying home their bundles to be safe. Traction company employees in Elgin worked overnight to ensure clear lines and tip-top operation of the rail carrier this morning. The only line in the city not available was the State Street route. Cars ran on the Park Street route only to Grand Avenue. By the close of the day, both routes were expected to be in full operation. Some cars had to be retired due to the workload of plowing through the heavy snow. Many of those taken from service had worn electrical armatures. Replacements were difficult due to the shortages caused by the war needs. The interurban lines to Chicago, Carpentersville, and Aurora were all on schedule, and the Belvedere line ran as far as Marengo. Despite the blizzard and severe conditions, income taxes are still being collected. William C. Fleming, the tax collector, stayed in Elgin over the weekend rather than returning home, and he indicates, "I never leave a town for the weekends when I am on government business. The only safe way to do is to stay right on the job." Fleming is housed at the post office and collecting the wartime income tax on single people making more than $1,000 and married couples with an income of more than $2,000. Elgin's military conscription will continue, with registrations and in one class undergoing physicals today. Dr. A.E. McCormick, a physician on the draft board, indicated that by having the physical examinations complete, a registrant would be able to immediately report for service without having to go through their physical. It was a good time for a fire in the chimney of the Peter Frisch home on Raymond Street, considered inconsequential. Fire wagons could not breach the snow that drifted on St. Charles and Bend Street, so the firemen were forced to run the remaining distance to the home, where sparks from the chimney were traveling to neighboring roofs. Those were the headline stories of Elgin's history reported in its newspapers of 100 years ago. This report is offered courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more Elgin history, visit www.elginhistory.org.